Instagram Live. I just wanted to say hi. I'm here in Cancun, and I am with David Modicetti, who is fabulous CEO of Evolus. And this is such an amazing meeting. Thank you for inviting me. Do we have some people going live with us already? People are going to tune in. So if you have any questions, put them on the screen, and I'll answer them later. So we are doing a podcast all the way from Cancun. Thank you for coming on my podcast.
Great to have you here, and thank for having me here. Right? Good to have you in Cancun, though.
And those of you who don't know, my podcast is called Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed, definitely do. But we're talking today about one of the biggest things in the aesthetic world that's happened in the last 10 years. So introduce yourself to my viewers and followers, and let's ask you some questions.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, we're really excited to be here in Cancun for the launch of a new company and a new product called Jeuveau. And the company's name is Evolus, and we're the first neurotoxin to enter the market in nearly a decade. And for those of you who don't know the neurotoxin market, I'm sure you'll learn a little bit about it here in the podcast.
That's right. So we all love tox. Everybody's getting Botox. Those of you who don't know about Botox, I don't know where you've been hiding. But all of LA, most of the East Coast, we're all getting toxed. So it's a very big deal when something new comes to market in America, especially with the FDA approval process. And you guys, with your new Jeuveau, which is a 900 kilodalton protein, which acts and performs same or superior to Botox, it's flown through all those barriers very quickly. So how exciting for you?
Yeah, look, the team is really excited about the potential launch here in the coming days. This product took about 6 years to get through the development process, and you know this better than anyone else. It's a lengthy FDA process for a product, and we're proud to be one of the shortest times, and I think it speaks to the quality of the product that we have. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it's a brand new manufacturing process, and that's ultimately what's different about the neurotoxins. One is the science, the molecule like you just talked about. Ours is a 900 kilodalton molecule, but it's also the way that you manufacture it, and that's where the intellectual property is, and we have this high pure process that we've trademarked, which is what makes our product unique, and we're the newest kid on the block, but we have a lot of really good data that supports how well we perform head-to-head against the market leader. And I think that's what's driven a lot of the excitement with doctors that are here in Cancun, is they got to see how well this product performed side-by-side versus the market leader, and we can't wait to get it in consumers' hands.
So you have led Allergan with the premiere of some of their biggest products. Which products did you bring to market? Allergan, if you don't know, is a maker of Botox, chief competitor here. But what were the products when you were at Allergan as vice president, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you lead the...
Yeah, so Allergan, great company, obviously a significant player in the aesthetic space. I led the launch in 2006 of a product called Juvederm in the U.S.
Anybody heard
brand.
Of that? Yeah.
And then worked on several of the other businesses on the surgical side with the breast implant business. Launched a few of the newer implants that got introduced in the United States. And then in my final years, I spent some time acquiring companies in that aesthetic business that's now formed that portfolio.
Yes. So I think you come from a world of experience. So for anybody who thinks that, you know, Evolus is just a startup thing that's coming from out of nowhere, it really is not. It's driven by people who've been doing this for more than 10 to 15 years.
That's right. There's about, we like to say within our leadership team, there's over 40 years of aesthetic experience within the space. So you're exactly right. That time and experience in this market, a lot of that is played into how we think about building this company. And what's interesting, we're not doing it the same as the existing space. That experience was good, but the idea wasn't to replicate what anyone else was doing, it's to create something completely different.
Right.
And that's exactly what Evolus and Jeuveau is about, and that's why we're all here to talk a little bit about it.
Well, what is exciting is that in some ways you, although you're coming from all this experience, you're acting like a fresh new startup, which I think is amazing because we are in a tech world, and those of us who don't believe it, you got to get on board because the train is leaving. And I love that you're bringing the apps and the technology and the consumer focus and just like changing how you communicate with people. And sadly, I love reading print, I love magazines, I love newspapers, but that way of reaching consumers is just going. So like for me, Instagram's been super powerful to bring people into my office and actually as an educational tool. So I hope that you guys are going to reach out through Instagram and social media.
Yeah. Well, so we're a very different company, as you said, right? So our digital platform was developed all in-house. So we're a hybrid of a background, a team with a background in technology with no healthcare experience. and then another team with individuals like myself that understood the aesthetic space. And you sort of merge these two together and you incubate it for a year and it forms Outcomes Evolus. And I noticed you're wearing the same coral color as our badge
up there. Yes, but this is the color of my gloves, by the way.
I love it. Well,
there's videos.
There's a fresh energy to this company. We believe that we can create a new category in the space called performance beauty. And performance beauty is about products that work really well. That's a performance element of it. And the beauty part of it is letting you express yourself as you would in your everyday lifestyle. Because in the end, medical aesthetics is just one part of the beauty routine and one part of the lifestyle overall. And we think performance beauty is the right market to build around. And that's what Evolus is focused on, is to making beauty attainable for consumers.
I love the idea of performance beauty in terms of like a product that delivers performance. It also feels a little bit race car-ish.
Like it does, yeah.
So are you guys planning to bring more men into the marketplace?
Yeah, you know, we made a deliberate choice to be really focused on a few things. The first is we're a new company with a single product. And with being that new company, we wanted to focus on our core demographic, which represents the largest pool of consumers interested in coming today, and that's females entering the neurotoxin space. And so the combination of that singularity and focus all around the company, the product, and our core demographic, which is really a brand that's built from the ground up around a consumer who has a millennial mindset. And you know exactly what that means because you're on Instagram, right? It's the way that you operate, it's the way you think, it's the way you communicate. It's about simplifying the language and not making it as medical as it's always been. And it's about making this market much more attainable because it is. Mm-hmm. And in the end, there's a reason why we all start with skincare products and we transition and keep looking for that next brand that we could find over the retail counter that could deliver the outcomes we want. But the reality of it is once we move beyond the retail counter into a medical practice, what you'll find is that's where you really transcend to performance. And performance is in the hands of the doctors that know how to use these products. And so we believe that we can make the performance beauty category as accessible as the retail space.
I think so. And I think it's important for consumers out there to not feel confused and overwhelmed, because I went to the International Anti-Aging Congress in Monaco, my first time there, and when you walk into the symposium, it's you feel overwhelmed with how many fillers, toxins, lasers, the devices. It's just like, I'm a professional, and when I walked through that place, there were probably like three really legitimate things that I thought were great, three products out there. But I had to comb through three floors of 100 different places, and I felt overwhelmed. So you guys as the consumers probably will also feel overwhelmed by different messages from different companies saying different things about different products. So I really think I like your point that physicians and providers of these products need to be the ones to curate the experience. It's all about the experience, right? You're giving us this beautiful tool, but it's really about the person who's providing the treatment with that tool. And hopefully, you know, as a consumer, you find a really good provider. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. There isn't anything more important than selecting the right provider to deliver a great outcome. You know, you're very well trained and you're focused on delivering an outcome. And
right.
The consumers who come into this market, they trust you. And that's the case throughout the country each and every day. And that trust is paramount because that's how this category continues to grow. And I think this podcast is a great example of just educating consumers on the distinction between what a over-the-counter retail product can do, because they're useful. I use over-the-counter products as well, so there's a place for them. But also there's a point where they don't deliver. And that's the race car driver mentality, right? Is performance. But actually, we've actually simplified it a little bit more. We think that women in their everyday lives are really living that performance lifestyle, whether you have kids and you're rushing in the morning and get them to school and you maybe don't have time to put your makeup on. But performance beauty are products that work no matter where you are, whenever. And that whole idea, that concept is important because really when you're a race car driver, you're focused on driving. If you're a mother, if you're a firefighter, if you have a profession, you're probably focused on that activity. Performance beauty allows you to focus on what you do best and then let the products do what they do. And I think this category as a whole, including brands like Jeuveau, deliver on that.
It's interesting because my podcast has reached people all across the world, and Instagram too, and I'm trying to be very inclusive when I do my posts. I think 95% of our market is women, and I also really feel, like you said, that we've only tapped the top 5% of our market. There's so many people out there who want to look good and feel good, and confidence is really what I'm trying to grow. I'm not out there trying to make each face look the same or look like there's no lines there. I'm there trying to give you that feeling of confidence and gorgeousness that makes you just a little better at what you do in your life and a little happier person. So I think when we reach out to people, I love the idea of being more inclusive. Even though Instagram is all millennials, I have found so many women who are 60, 70, 80 from Instagram.
That's right.
Gentlemen, so many gentlemen who care in the way.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that it's not just about the millennial. Like you pointed out, it's about a millennial mindset. And
yes.
We believe that by building a digital platform that powers a company, doctors all around the country, their voices can be heard because we can enable that to occur.
Right.
And that's exactly, I think, what will begin to normalize this procedure. You've done a great job of normalizing this. You talk to your patients about
yes.
it, and you also have a vision for what beauty is. And beauty is what we all look in the mirror and we believe beauty is to us. It's
exactly.
not what someone else tells us it is. And so this, we believe that as we bring Evolus to life, we can enable that beauty to flourish on its own, and we provide the vehicle that does it.
I agree, and I like that idea of the millennial mindset, because there are doctors out there who don't have the millennial mindset, and they're physicians, providers, nurses, injectors. I want to be all inclusive here. But it's so important, because I know people who do things the same way every day, and they've been trained in the 1940s, 50s, whenever they were trained, and they just do it that way because that's the way. But in life and in general, if you don't try new things, how are you going to grow? So does the world need a new toxin? I think so. I think it's time to try a new toxin. I think consumer choice is really important, actually. And looking at all the products that were out there at these international congresses, the world has so many different fillers, toxins, and things that we don't have in America. So to bring a new voice really levels the playing field a little bit and really knocks people, I think some people down, and makes them reevaluate how they're doing things. And we are all going to benefit from just looking at our industries and at ourselves a little differently.
That's right. Well, competition makes us all stronger, without a doubt,
right.
in any industry. And I believe that that's the case here. And what you're seeing is exactly what you just said. Number one, as a result of a new product entering, I believe there's invigorated interest amongst the community of individuals injecting products, because
yes.
they have more interest in talking about these brands and talking about the new product called Jeuveau. At the same time, the competitors are also investing more into the category to expand the pie. And in the end, disruption will come as a result of our ability to grow this pie,
mm-hmm.
to bring more consumers in, and to be able to experience this market, which is a fascinating market, and one that within medical aesthetics, it's the largest, and it happens to be one of the fastest growing as well.
Yeah.
And so it's a great space. We're really thrilled to be a part of it. And for me personally, it's a year ago, we were expecting to get approval about 3 months later. And we were expecting to raise capital. And we
mm-hmm.
still had filings in Europe, and we had filings in Canada. So we were a ways out from entering this market. And then here we are a year later. And it's a bit surreal, to be honest with you, that we're sitting here in Cancun, and we've had such a great following of doctors that have an interest in trying the latest technology. It just speaks to the importance of innovation to any category. You want to see new companies enter with a different way of doing business. You want to see new technologies enter that give consumers option. And you love to see categories that contribute to the overall success of the broader market. And I believe in a small way we're a contributor to that. And it's exciting to be right around the corner from introducing it.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you some quick questions.
Sure.
Was there a reason you guys came out with this product just before summer, the launch, the timing?
Yeah. So we received FDA approval in February.
Okay.
And so from the time of approval until the time you finally gear up for launch as a startup, there's quite a few activities, including building up the organization in front of the customer, the sales organization, all the marketing collateral that has to be developed after you gain FDA approval. So there's some steps that are required. It really, that was what drove it. That being said, the timing couldn't be better. As a matter of fact, if you're ever going to hold a significant meeting to launch a product, you time it right around the
and
same time
and do it in
Cancun.
Right?
Because this is the time, right? During the holidays, very tough to introduce a product. But this is a perfect time, so that as we enter the back half of this year, doctors will have a lot of experience with this brand, and I think that's when you'll start to see.
And it's a time of rebirth. It's springtime. It's releasing butterflies
that
evolved and metamorphosized, right?
Had you ever released a butterfly before
today? I thought it was my first time in my life. And those of you listening on the podcast, one of the most amazing parts of this weekend was going outside and having a very sort of spiritual little symbolic. What were the name of the performers who came out there?
It was an Incan tribe.
An Incan tribe,
yeah.
And they did some chantings, and they asked us to hold our little newly born butterflies close to our hearts and think of a good wish. And I thought of a great wish, and then we opened our little baskets, and they flew away. It was very touching. I've never seen anything like that.
You know, the team, anytime you have an opportunity to build a company or build a brand and influence an organization, everyone pours everything they have into it. And I think the ceremony that you were a part of was really special for all of us because it really was the moment in time where we let the company go and we let it fly off on its own.
The birth.
The butterfly was symbolic of it. If you look at our logo, it's really two E's back to back that form a butterfly. And one of the things we think about is, in order for a company in today's era to be successful, you have to create a butterfly effect. Just like Instagram and your followers create a butterfly effect because you deliver great content, we believe that Evolus has a really great vibe about it. It's about being fun, it's about being transparent, but yet impactful, and that's our culture, and we think that this butterfly release is just the beginning of that butterfly effect that the company will create in this market.
It was really touching. I made a great wish. Did you wish for anything?
I did. I bet you can guess what it is, but I can't
say. I bet I can. Success for Evolus this year. Well, you guys are doing well already. The stocks went up, I think. They were at 18 a share or something.
Yes.
They're expected to go up to 35, I heard.
Yeah, so
I know you can't comment on that,
right?
But I'm thinking.
Hard to predict where stocks go, but we've been fortunate from the IPO to be one of the top performing healthcare stocks, which is a tough market, as you know, to come out in an IPO. You'll get a lot of scrutiny as a company. I think a lot of credit to the leadership team that we've delivered on everything we've committed to the street. And then, of course, getting the FDA approval now and being here was a really important moment in time.
You got to have like so much confidence just to face all those people out there and these big Goliath competitors that are like looking at you and grilling your every move, right?
The confidence is actually more of sitting here with you guys. It's like, that's the one where you feel like, oh, what do we say?
When you're talking to a boss girl surgeon and you're worried about what's the next question going to be.
I can handle the sweet stuff. This is the one that gets me really nervous.
Oh, really? Okay, well, what are some habits? I have a lot of millennial followers, and everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. They want to be successful, goal-oriented. What are some good habits, three top habits that you have?
I'm a routine person, so in that, my habit is to make sure that I have adequate sleep and that I prioritize a combination of lifestyle and work. And it's heavy work, but I make sure that I get in the other pieces because that's really important for me. That's number one. Number two, for me, the team, the people you work with are everything. They define a company. Of course, you're going to need a great product, but that part's easy to assess brands, but people is the hardest part. And so you just can't spend enough time both in bringing talent into a company and also nurturing talent. People that are really talented want to grow and do things. And so we spend a lot of time on leadership development and selecting the right talent that builds the culture that's here. And then lastly, having a lot of fun. I view the lines now in my personal life as blurred between personal and professional, and it's sort of become one, and it's just more fun for me that way. I'm passionate about what I do, and so it's really easy to have a lot of fun doing this. So this is a lot of fun. I must admit, I've had a Red Bull because it's been a long weekend. It's been a lot of fun, but it's tiring too. But
are you a pretty healthy person? Are you green juice or Red Bull?
Oh, I'm more
or espresso.
Okay, so it depends. Right now I'm Red Bull because I'm in Cancun and we've gone for a couple days, but I prefer green juice.
Yeah,
and it's all about taking that time to really tone it down versus always operating at a certain speed. And I think that balance over time is
that's interesting. Is yoga or CrossFit?
CrossFit.
Oh, really? Definitely. Do you do CrossFit?
I don't, but I do other workouts that are similar to CrossFit, but that's more my thing than yoga. I'd love to be the yoga guy.
Yeah.
Yoga, golf, I kind of put him on that end of the spectrum. My middle son loves golfing, and I've done it with him a few times. I can't make it past 9 holes. I just don't have the patience.
You have to have patience, yeah. I talked to Brent Saunders on this podcast, and he said he's all about the Orange Theory. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Yeah,
I have.
He said that one's a great workout, so I like that idea.
It is.
Are you a person who goes out dancing or more Netflix and
relaxing? I'm more of a Netflix guy.
Stay home and relax, yeah.
I do like to be out with friends, but I'm generally not the one dancing if there's music on. But I do like music a lot. So when I'm home, I like to open the windows and let fresh air in. I live in Southern California, and I like to turn on music throughout the house and just play tunes.
That's good.
And so one of the cool things we did at this meeting, and we do it at every meeting, is we have a DJ that flies around with us to the different meetings because I believe the vibe and the tone of any meeting is set by the music that surrounds it, and everyone can express themselves a little differently. And it's been fun to infuse that vibrancy into the company and then just watch how people respond to it. And so music is a part of that fabric of creating a culture, and Evolus is going to have its unique culture that we've developed, and hopefully everyone gets a chance to experience it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your new products. Any hints about what might be on the horizon?
Well, so we're a singular
product. This is the new talks, by the way. So what's the next new?
Right, what's
new, I don't know.
Well, we are certainly a company that's focused on bringing products in just to the aesthetic space. So we're not developing products in reimbursed for therapeutic areas. We're right. thinking about the beauty, performance beauty category only, and so we're very active.
I have only one word of advice.
Yes.
Bigger syringes. I can do more with more volumes.
There you go.
Appreciate that. And then maybe not so much hyaluronic fillers, because I think we have a lot of those, and they make your face a little filler. I don't so much like that filler face. It's got to be placed very strategically. So I like the concept of looking at bone loss and muscle atrophy and sort of the underground fat pads of the face. So.
And that is the future of the market. You're absolutely right. It's about bringing back the structure that gets lost over time. And one part of it is volume loss through hyaluronic acids, but there's many other dimensions to it that today are not available non-invasively. And this category will evolve over time. Just think about the last 20 years, the number of products that are the leaders today, they weren't present 20 years ago, and I suspect even the next decade you're going to
continue to see that. I predict that in the future we're going to have devices that stimulate bone loss so that you don't get little osteoporosis changes and like just preventative maintaining of the skeletal structure of the face, in addition to just putting the fillers in addition to just treating the superficial lines. I think we have a long ways to go, so it's really great that both you and I are involved in this anti-aging revolution that's happening, because in our lifetimes, imagine by the time we are 100, what's going to happen with
this specialty.
We're going
to have to do that podcast when we're both
100. Oh, my God.
Just to
That's
see
a deal. That's
like
a deal. I'll do that for sure. I'm going to be looking really good.
How old will we look when we're 100? That'll
be the question. We are not going to tell. What's your advice to 20-year-old millennials out there? I have a lot of millennials. I have children who are at Georgetown millennials. Any advice for them getting out there?
So my oldest is a 12-year-old. So I will say that, but we have friends who have older children as well. I'd say two things. Number one, chase your passion.
Yes.
Hands down, the most passionate people that I've worked with tend to be the most successful. So continue to be in pursuit of that passion. And then lastly, just have a lot of fun. I know it's about getting to the next milestone, whether that be college, whether that be graduation or your first job or your next promotion. But in the end, think about that rocking chair moment when your career is complete and you look back, and just make sure that when you're in that rocking chair and you're looking back, you've done everything that you wanted to do and you did it your way, and it wasn't shaped by the environment around you, that you shaped the environment. I think you've done that.
Yeah.
And that explains why you've had so much success. You've helped shape it. And I'm sure that didn't come easy, right?
Not at all. It's like you said, the hard nights, the staying up late. People think that becoming a success is just an overnight story. It's really 10 to 15 years to become an overnight success. Truly, it is. And it's long nights, hard work. And, you know, like you said, you worked, it's funny that you said you did an internship at Allergan when you first were in college, and that became, you know, the venue to get into things. And my advice for 20-year-olds would be, like, find someone who has a passion and go work with them. And when you're 20, you don't need to go work in a big corporate situation, but your best bet is going to be find a boss and a mentor who has that energy, that passion, that drive that's going to really kick your butt and work you hard, and then you're going to see what it is to follow and chase a dream. And later, like when you're 30 or 40, you can go work for the big corporate thing with the benefits. But look for your dream in the beginning.
I love that.
Right? Because I think that you really need to be molded when you're young, and you need to get the influence of these people that have a vision. It takes a lot to be a visionary to build a company and bring a brand together. I feel like it takes a lot to run my office and when I, you know, run my Instagram voice. And you and I have big digital voices, so I really respect what you've done here.
Thank you. And
likewise. So I can't thank you enough for coming on the podcast, and I want to thank everybody. Everyone go check out hashtag New Talks on all my posts, and I will let you know. And I want to remind you that, remember, I'm an artist. I have so many tools in my palette. I'm always going to try them. I'm going to curate these brands for you guys and help you bring the best in beauty. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.